Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keish. How we doing?
Doing all right. Glad tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm psyched to talk about today's episode because our beloved Tano was back in
Oh, I thought
flashback
that
somewhere.
might have sent a rush of warm feelings through your
Yeah, a
body.
rush of
Yes.
positive, cozy endorphins.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right. That's why we named the thing.
Latino.
Yeah.
We all sort of collectively slapped our foreheads and said, oh, yes, the Tano.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Charlie's is starting to have a Tano vibe.
You mean as in no customers?
Well, exactly. Is it something about
that's what I was thinking? Yeah,
about Sunny and Neil. Like, and then I was like, "Are we in like off hours and they're not open or something?" Or
well, when we were cutting to other scenes, it seems like Alexis was ending her day, and it seems
so
like
you
that's
should
when
have
you
a
would head
packed
over
bar.
to Charlie's. Yeah, so
Like, well,
yeah, they
I
don't
don't
know what
know.
they're
Sonny
doing.
knows how to run a bar into the ground, apparently, or
He sure
Phyllis, or
does.
somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, where the hell is Phyllis?
I don't know. She's not getting as much time, but if she's going to own the bar, maybe we'll be seeing her more.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure why we haven't so far and why Sonny's tending bar. That's an
Yeah, that
interesting
was kind
little
of weird. Yeah.
twist there. But
Anyway, but I know you like to back up and cover the earlier episode.
oh, geez. Well,
you got anything? Because I really don't remember now. Like,
As soon as I watched Tuesday's episode, it was one of those episodes where I thought, did I watch an episode? Like, it was kind of gone almost immediately, and I don't know what that means. But let's start with Marshall. Let's just get that out of the way.
That whole storyline, I think I find it, well, he's annoying, but I also
Yeah.
like, I feel like having Curtis be so focused on this seems weird and not realistic. Like, I don't know. You'd be annoyed by this guy, but you wouldn't have it be the whole focus of your life. Like, it's what it seems like.
Yeah, and the way he treated Jordan when she wouldn't agree to, you know, unseal, find those files, that seemed
Yeah, that
sort of
seemed
out
out
of
of
character.
character.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
So.
Jordan, of course, is a whole new character, so that just didn't
Yeah.
feel,
And
you know,
no, I
doesn't
was
feel
like,
right.
I was searching my mind, like, what is her name?
Yeah, who is this? She's very elegant. She's
Yes,
very sleek and
she
elegant.
is.
And
Yeah, I think she's doing a fine job. I just can't remember her name anymore.
Yeah,
But
but yeah, that storyline feels forced to me. And
very forced. And like when Marshall got all bent out of shape because he saw Sonny at the hospital, it's
right,
like, what are we
right.
supposed to make of that? I'm sure we're supposed to find that very interesting, but it
And
not
then,
work.
like, the other thing that I didn't follow or something, like the information that Drew uncovered about him using his real name. It's like, that seemed like a weird reach of information to uncover, you know? Because I was like, well, so he used his real name. I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing could be solved by making Marshall talk.
Yeah, he just
Or
won't.
saying, if you won't talk, then I don't want to see you. Like,
Yeah,
just
well,
be like, then you're out of our lives. Like, because it's, I don't know.
It's, yeah, this whole little dance is very, very tiresome.
And the other tiresome thing is the fact that the way Portia keeps pushing for him to have a relationship with his father and being all, like, she does this, like, little girl voice when she's, like, I have a room for your father. It's like, what?
No. Ay, ay, ay. And they closed on their place faster than anybody has ever closed on a place in history.
I know, that was funny. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it
Interesting.
was like an hour or something.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of fast stuff happening. Like, how quickly do you think what's her name will be, Epiphany will become a doctor?
Let's see, 2 weeks?
I mean, you know they're going to fast track her and then.
Yeah, well, I know, because it seems like, what's her name? Willow is virtually a nurse, right? And she hasn't been a student
Right.
that long.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather have Elizabeth treating me, really.
Me too. Me
Willow is
too.
distracted.
And Willow seems like she's flattening as a character. I don't know.
It's 'cause she's with Michael. Like,
Maybe that's it. Maybe they make each other dull.
draining her of any interest.
Yeah.
I think one of her interesting phases when she was battling with Charlotte the bully and Phyllis, I mean not Phyllis, Nina
Nina,
the
yeah.
bully,
And
that sort of
Nina was
teaching.
so awful to her then, and
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like that really hasn't been acknowledged quite as much as it should. You
Well,
know,
because
I
it was
mean,
a
Nina
different
sort of said,
person.
well, Willow was forgiving, and it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
but you were a total bitch.
Yeah, stone cold bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know if that phrase works, but
No, it doesn't, Gia.
I'm trying to try. I tried. I can't top the like lying duplicitous whore and bag of dicks.
Yeah,
Like, and that's
yeah. I
your
know my
territory.
homework assignment was to
Yeah.
make a
Right.
sentence
Oh,
with
what
bag of
happened
dicks. I
there?
completely forgot. Now I'm not going to be able to come up with something on the fly. I'm sorry. I was trying to incorporate some, like if hospital was a novel, you know, like
Yeah, what would that do for you?
let's see. Sonny was having a pleasant visit with his daughter at General Hospital until Marshall stormed in like a bag of dicks.
That
That's not
sounds more
bad.
like some kind of X-rated Cliff Notes or
Yeah, well,
something.
you
But
know, sure.
yeah, I think if it were a novel, it would have to be a. I'm hearkening back to English major roots. It would have to be a, like a gothic romance.
Oh yeah. I was thinking some sort of noirish kind of thing would be
Or,
fun.
ooh, that would be fun to
Yeah.
take it that way, for sure.
Yeah. Like
I
it
meant
could
to
take
look
place at
up.
Charlie's too. That would be good.
Oh yeah, I meant to look up the. Is it Demeter? Demeter? Dimitri?
Operation Demeter.
Yeah, Demeter. And they kind of gave us a little quick definition of that.
Yes,
And I was like,
Anna did.
ooh, and that sounds sort of fun. And I meant to delve into that a little further, but
We're
I
not,
got
we're
as
just not good students anymore.
I know. I got as far as thinking like I'm going to name my next cat Demeter.
Oh, interesting. All
Then
right.
I'd have
Yeah.
Demeter and Torpedo
Yeah, he
running
would
around.
make a good spinster, Gia.
Okay. I'll accept that. I'm gonna sit with that. I'm gonna sit with that for a
I
few
could just
minutes.
picture you like taking Demeter to the vet, and the vet saying, "That's an interesting name. I got it from General Hospital."
My
Oh, and by the
story.
by, I have a podcast. Get
Oh, I have to
out.
tell you, I was in my other world, and I was chatting online with somebody who has a podcast about. It's a music related podcast that they're trying to get off the ground, and they were saying, "I'd love to ha talk to you on there." And I thought, isn't this a perfect time to share that
Never, it's never a perfect time to share, Gia.
So I told him, I said, "Oh, I'd love to." I said, "I'm so flattered, and I also have a podcast with a friend of mine." About General Hospital. And then there was like, kind of a pause for a
Awkward
while. And then he
silence.
was like, and then he said something, you could tell he had to think about it. And he's like, there's podcasts about everything,
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I
Well,
know,
you know, you have been talking about trying to shed friends, and I think this is a perfect way to do that, Gia, by
are
talking
you
up the
jumping me
podcast.
right now? Oh, dumping other people. Yeah, that could be. I read an interesting article that sort of ties into dumping things about it was about embracing your regrets in life rather than like I don't know feeling guilty or whatever you feel about regret, but it was kind of like more like a learn from your regrets and that there was percentages about what people have the most regrets about and I think the biggie was inaction. Inaction. Like, why didn't I take that risk or do that or do, And I thought that kind of applies to a soap because we've got these people, like Nina, for instance, Yeah. She should go for it with Sunny. I think Ava's right. It's like, this is what you wanted. Go for it.
Yeah. Instead of doing her little sort of mincing,
doing her little mincing dance,
I'm not
like
so bad, you know. I'm trying to be decent. Blah,
like,
blah.
Don't you think Ava probably has less regrets in life than Anina?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Although, I mean, she's got major ones, like massive Kiki regrets. You know, like her.
Yeah,
regrets
and
are,
like sleeping
regrets.
With Ryan, and
yeah.
But anyway,
but she has like she does dive into things, you know.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking the bold characters are maybe the ones that look back on their lives without as much, I don't know, whatever, whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to try and not look back on mine.
Yeah, I don't think it helps too much.
I'm going to move forward. But
anyway,
yeah. Okay, so Bag of Dicks, you're a failure. Okay.
Thank you, and you would make a good spinster.
I know. I think I would. I think I would.
And it takes one to know one, so you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Like,
okay,
that I'm a strong sort of crone-like woman. That
there's your word, crone again.
Strong
yeah.
on my own, and I don't need anybody. And that's so not true. That I totally need to be taken care of.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, okay, back to hospital. Let's get into it. We had some kind of big developments possible, and some weird manipulative stuff. And Harmony's back, hooray. And
Harmony
hurrah.
Is back, yes.
Huzzah for that. Yes. Huzzah for Harmony.
Yep. But
and
it does seem it's still sort of a revolving door, you know, with characters
of the
and disappearing for weeks at a time.
I mean, can it still be just the run of COVID? And now we've got this whatever sub variant. Like, God, I didn't know we were gonna have sub variants.
Really,
that's coming.
Yeah, it's too bad they couldn't have insisted that the entire cast live in a bubble together with no contact.
Right, like
from
remember
the
when the NBA did that? I thought that was so neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought how lovely. I bet they're all bonding, you know,
doing trust falls and stuff.
Trust falls, and they probably had knitting projects. And
it felt
to me like a sweet.
Yeah.
A sweet, innocent time. And I was so glad they did it because we all missed the NBA so badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem like it's too much to ask, I don't think, right?
Well, it's kind of a lot to ask, but
they do
get paid a lot. So, I mean, it was, you know, extraordinary times called for extraordinary approaches.
Right.
But I thought they did that well.
Yes. And not too many people did. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would like to just touch on a nice conversation between Carly and Elizabeth.
That was kind of cool.
It might have gone on a bit
flashback.
Too long. Yeah. You know, it seems weird when they throw in a flashback to kind of help us understand something, because plenty of times they don't give us a flashback to help us understand.
Right. It's like, if you haven't been watching for a long time, you don't know that these two like were catfighting all the time. And now I'm like, oh, that's right. They fought over Jason, mainly over Jason, right? Was that the...
Yeah. And I think Carly always thought of Elizabeth as like sanctimonious and, you know, like...
Yeah,
like
she had her moments. She did have her moments.
Yeah. But they're also, I like it when they're big enough to kind of admit, you know, what they had done and sort of, you know, start off fresh kind of now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, Carly seems like everybody that used to be her enemy is kind of a friend now.
Yeah. She's grown. Carly has definitely grown.
She actually has. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I enjoyed that scene. It was fun to see people's hair from earlier also.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I thought Laura's hair looked very nice today.
Yep.
very shiny.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about when Spencer was sprung? I kind of thought, like, really? He's already out of that place? It was
a month, right? Was it actually a month in real time? Probably not.
I don't know.
It was maybe two weeks.
Yeah.
I was creeped out by the whole thing with Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's
that
looking
was,
haggard, I tell you.
that's
Yeah.
super creepy. And
I guess if you're blinking to talk,
that
maybe
wears
that,
you out.
yeah, your eye muscles must be shot at the end of the day.
And he threatened Harmony, right? I mean, that was a threat
Yeah.
there at the end. Like,
Yeah.
oh my
You know, how sweet after she's helped him, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll kill you, and then you won't have
Yeah.
to help me anymore.
And he will. He's
He
bad.
will. I know.
He's
I
really
know.
bad.
He's diabolical.
So I know I know we have diabolical stuff coming up. And they don't frequently really, really kill people, but when they have, like when they killed Kiki, like that was so
Yeah.
horrible. And
Oh,
like
so
the things
bad.
Ryan was doing were so horrible. That was
Yeah.
so the fact that's coming back is a little bit of
Oh, that's bad. It's just bad.
anticipation of horror coming up. And I worry about Ava because she's going to be the
Oh,
target
yeah.
in case.
Yeah. She's going to get
Exactly.
caught somehow between like Ryan and Victor or something.
Yeah,
Who knows? Maybe
exactly.
Ryan will wind up saving her, you know, who knows? But
What do you think on another topic? What do you think of Laura talking to Esme and what's going on there? Is she playing her or does she really?
Well, I think she knows that Esme is not, you know, a good girl and maybe not the type of girl she'd like for Spencer, but I think she was hoping somehow she could help create like a buffer between him and Victor, don't you think? She
Yeah,
just
so
doesn't want.
you didn't think she was like pull. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you have a chance to get her out of here.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
what are you doing?
Yeah. I
And then
guess
I thought, well, if anybody can reform or find a kernel of goodness in Esme, it would be Laura.
It would be Laura. And she's sort
Because
of, in a way, she's just arrogant enough to believe that her influence could help Esme. You know what I mean?
Laura's.
Yeah.
Oh, you're calling her arrogant. Wow.
A
That's
little
kind of a
bit.
negative word.
Yeah, I know, but I guess I'm standing by it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to say that Laura's a little bit of like a Madeleine Albright. We just had
Oh,
Madeleine Albright in the news, and
yeah, that's a
like
big loss.
I don't attribute I don't wouldn't say arrogant. I would say, confidence in her long history and her skills. Like, I feel like she's earned her stripes. So part of
Yeah,
me
a
kind of
pro.
wants her to work on Esme and find the goodness in her. But then part of me agrees with you that she's just a black hole and there's
I
no.
think so. I don't know quite how you could, you know, heal that, whatever that wound is that's, you know, cutting her
But I
so
think the
deep.
one thing that's real about her is that she really does, she really is attached to Spencer. Like I think that's genuine, even though she wasn't supposed to be. Like she's supposed to be playing him for Ryan, but I feel like that's a
Yeah,
real.
I was kind of trying to figure out what is happening there. Still, we don't have enough to go on really between her and Ryan. And then the pregnancy test, what did you think about that?
Had to be staged, just has to
Like
be another
plot
manipulation.
twister.
Yeah, I mean, you've got everything all packed up there. You don't zip up whatever case that has a big old,
You
like,
just rest the pregnancy
yeah,
test
on
on top
top.
of
Yeah.
everything. That's what I do every time a man's about to
Yeah.
walk away from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I drop my bag with my pregnancy
Oopsie.
test in it. Oh, dear.
Oh my. Yeah, so I feel like that's a manipulation, but she might have let herself get pregnant as a manipulation.
Sure. Huh.
I don't know. And
Yeesh.
that's then poor Spencer, he'll never be free of,
Oh, God, yeah.
like, he was so
Spencer
close
Brown.
to having her out of there. And
Letting her loose, yeah.
I'm anticipating our new Trina coming on the scene here shortly. And
Yeah, I guess we got to brace ourselves for that, don't we? But back to Esme a little bit. Like, I feel like when she has that sort of dark expression on her face, she becomes, you know, a little too one-dimensional or something. It's like, you know, she has no sense of humor or anything.
Like
She's
a
just
shark,
like,
her eyes go black like a shark.
yeah. She's just kind of, ugh,
Yeah.
makes me uneasy.
The other thing I always think about her is she would be a very good Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. Like I
Interesting.
can see her in that sort of costuming.
Yeah,
There's something about her
with her
look
white
and her,
sneakers.
her. Yeah, I was gonna say her with her white skin and her sort of long swan-like neck and the straight hair. I can just see her playing a on film version of Juliet,
Okay. All
but
right.
she'd have to lose the evil thing.
Have to lose the evil. That's, yeah, that's has to be a lot. Quite a lot, Chief.
So
Oy.
I don't know what's going on there, but I don't think they're going to make it over to dinner at this point.
No, I don't think so either. And that didn't seem like that would have been any fun anyway, having dinner with Victor. He should have had his boy stick around, you know. What's his the guy's
What
name?
is
His
his name? Hans? Hans and
something
Franz?
like that. Yeah, I think
I
that would
can't
have been
remember.
cute if he had just stayed.
Yeah, like an L plus one for somebody.
But
Yeah, like is he worming his way into being a real character around there, not just a.
I don't know. He's doing his best, I guess.
He's
But
better than I like him better than Drew.
yeah, maybe they could just switch him. Today, the character of Drew will be played by Johan.
Oh, poor Drew. I
Poor
know, I'm so
Drew. Well,
mean.
once again, you know, I feel like,
Just totally miscast. It's not, you know.
yeah, miscast. And I kind of wish they could have sort of, if they had to have this guy, maybe they could have introduced him in a different way, like in just like a non-challenging atmosphere or something. Like you said, like being a personal trainer or something, you know,
You mean,
somehow.
but not as Drew, but just yeah, just bring in a whole new character, and I don't know, but they needed a Drew, I guess. I don't know why we needed a Drew, but
Yeah, because he's just seen nothing he ever does really rings true, as earnest as he seems, you know. It's like, yeah, I don't believe you dug up any information, you know. And
yeah, and
actually,
just
he didn't, right? He said it was like somebody at Aurora, like he couldn't dig up
yeah.
anything on his own, you know.
And he just brings out the whole bro thing, the bro and man and bro and man, and I'm tired of that in real life.
You do. I like being
Yeah.
called bro.
You like it?
Not really. Even though I dress
You get called
like
bro frequently? Is that a thing that's happening to you?
a little bit.
No.
A little bit. Enough.
Little bit.
Enough that it hurts a little bit.
Bro, I don't know. I once again, just because I operate in a mostly male world, and it's all like, bro, all right, bro, all right, man, all right, you know. And I was like, ah. And I know you and I tried out the girl with the like,
We recognized it wasn't working. And
and it
now
doesn't
we use
work.
it
I don't know.
ironically, right?
Yeah, not successfully, ironically, but.
No, we're failing it on every level.
And we always have.
We always will.
Oh goodness. I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh, can we talk about Sonny and Nina and the scene today though, with the flashbacks, or
Well, we can.
you don't want to?
Well,
Huh?
one thing I wanted to say, not a criticism of either of them necessarily, but it just seemed like it was another day where like 4 minutes were occupied with just a song, and it wasn't like a special song or anything, you know. It's like, what is going on here? Do they not have enough lines for people? They just have to fill
I
minutes
see
with.
and this is where I feel like the world is so neat because we're all so different and we just have
Oh, again, you're
yeah
gonna come out with that.
because we have totally different reactions sometimes and that's okay. I liked it. I liked Nina trying to like sing the little song, and I don't know, they just do this when they do this little dance, like they did a literal dance, but before that they start doing this little kind of like they just really are drawn to each other as people, these two characters, and so when they're allowed to go into their little magic play world, everything works for them. And I like how clever and playful she gets, you know, and I don't know, and it brings out this silly side in him that you just never saw with Carly, you know.
Yeah, I liked also that Ava got a glimpse of it, you know, when she was at the hospital.
Yeah,
Daydreams.
exactly. Yeah.
It was.
And I don't know, I thought maybe she was saying stuff just because she's like more Team Nina, and it I don't know. Like somehow it probably would help her, like that she's always like thinking of like how what would help her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's got to have alliances with people
and,
like
yeah, an angle. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, but there's like this softer side of him that I don't know, you just didn't see with Carly.
Right, right. And we haven't seen it much lately, so it is nice to see.
Yeah, him. When he's not like throwing glassware around.
Right. Yeah. So
I don't know. I enjoyed that scene. I thought it was kind of cute. I liked seeing the Tano again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice to see our old Tano.
Yep. And
you're gone too soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm back on like team Nina and Sunny. Or Nina and Mike, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Although I feel like kind of like with Curtis and Marshall, Nina's like just obsessed with Wiley. And not even so much like Wiley himself, but just the idea.
The concept of.
Yeah, you know, and it's just such a one note thing, you know. And I'd like to see other dimensions of her character, I think. I mean. She's supposed to be running a successful magazine.
Yeah, right? I'm not seeing it. I feel like Jordan, this new Jordan, would be a great head of that fashion magazine because she looks to me like the most stylish character going right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. She's quite classy.
And Nina always looks a tiny bit rumpled or something to be.
These days, yeah, she does. Yeah.
To be like a head of a fashion magazine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't see her doing much. Oh, what?
Oh,
oh my gosh. Whoops. What? What did we forget? We forgot something?
Well, I was going to say, I completely forgot, but we had a scene with Brooklyn and Maxie, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, yeah, see that scene... talking about Brooklyn writing songs and stuff.
Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah, that was Tuesday, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I was going to say I liked the girls hanging out together. And Brooklyn was wearing a color other than black.
But it was a long sweater thing. Like she ditched the blazer, but she's still wearing these big coverings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah. I don't know, Gia.
I thought Maxie looked better, though, a little more sleek and like actually like out of the torn up jeans and big fussy sweater things. She looked a little more like old Maxie that would have been dressed up for work, kind of. Yeah, I don't know. The songbook thing, I don't know. I mean, I'll deal with it because I know it's all just a dance to get her together with Chase. But they also cracked me up when they were talking about we need to have music at the event. And then it boils down to they need to have a single song.
Like
song.
Just
that's
one.
That's funny. So not like we need you for 4 hours and you'll have to be there like 3 hours ahead of that. And, you know.
You've never had a gig booked for just one song?
Just a single song.
It takes you an hour to set up and then you sing a 3 minute song and then up all your equipment. No.
Hasn't happened yet. No.
You should see if you can get someone to book you for one song.
For one song? If it were for the same money, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. But, someday maybe.
Anyway. Too. Yeah, so that was, yeah, that's cute. I mean, we know that they're going to end up together, and I like that.
Yeah, and then we'll have to see, you know, if the chemistry and everything, you know, is able to be sustained, you know.
You think that we could possibly be moving towards an Alexis Harmony love story?
I know you want that more than anything, and it definitely got a bit closer today, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Could they be sneaking that storyline in on us?
Maybe. Alexis is probably telling herself, I have terrible judgment in men, you know. Why not have terrible judgment in a woman?
Mix it up but make the same mistakes.
You know, sure.
I just think they'd be like a power couple.
I guess so.
No?
Okay. I don't know. Alexis isn't that interesting to me right now.
Well, wouldn't that make her interesting?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
What'd you think about the Cam and Joss and the whole like telling their story thing?
Um, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they knew how to articulate, you know, all the things that might be going on, because they had that all off camera, right? When they were talking to the reporter and talking to the
police, right. Yeah. So we didn't see how that was handled. Right.
Yeah. Cause that would have been tricky. And it did seem like they were sort of starting to do a good job about the difference in, how they want to process it, Cam and Joss, you know, I mean,
yeah,
Cam.
I like Joss's approach. Like, let's use our name. Let's, you know, put it out there and be like, yeah, screw you. And
yeah. You know. And she did seem to sort of carry him along with her in that. Did you notice that the centerpieces at the Metro Court are looking kind of like wilted?
I can't tell. I'd have to look on my phone.
Oh, that's right. Your TV. Yeah, yeah.
They just look like something green, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that Alexis has kind of a cool lamp on her desk. I don't know if you saw that.
I noticed she was wearing like a Bea Arthur kind of a long shirt.
She was doing the long shirt, and I saw that too, and I was like, I wish I could pull that look off, but I'm so short that I just like it would just show my little ankles.
I think it's a height thing. I don't know how many people can actually pull that off.
Well, I think you have to be tall and leggy, don't you?
Probably helps if you're leggy.
Bea Arthur was like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, she was. And I don't know if it's, I mean, it was her look, so maybe that means she pulled it off, but I don't know. I don't know, Gia.
Is it a Chico's kind of day?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I did notice that. And I also, speaking of lamps, it was nice to see that antler.
And the Tano. Yeah,
and the Tano, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I remember why I fell in love with this place.
Yeah.
It had that noir thing.
It checked all the boxes, didn't it?
For me, it really did. Really did. Yeah. Yep.
I know. It is a shame that they couldn't resurrect it somehow.
But maybe Phyllis owning Charlie's, maybe she'll start kind of redecorating and sort of bring back more of those elements.
Putting her stamp on it. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Because it is kind of a dark, like, I just like the sort of retro darker and woodwork and just sort of, I'm not into these, like, I don't know, martini bar kind of.
Yeah, well, that's, I love Curtis, but I've told you, I can't stand those bright
block tables.
The glowing tabletops. Yeah. I don't know.
And do you remember the wig in Bangor? That's a good sort of retro bar. It doesn't exist anymore, sadly, but it was very old school, the woodwork and everything and the exposed brick wall on one side.
Yeah.
And, that's like a bar you can settle into for a while.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's kind of welcome.
Yeah, they know your name.
Really. Well, I feel like I wouldn't be welcome at the Savoy, you know. I don't feel like I could dress properly.
Because of your outfits, is that where you're going?
Yeah, if there's a guy outside in a velvet rope, he's going to be like, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But you'd be all right at Charlie's for sure.
Yeah, I think I'd be able to get into Charlie's, sure.
Yeah, you might get a little action too.
I the first thing I'd say is, where is everybody?
They just had to do that so they could have their little dance. But
they can't really seem to exist in that way when anybody else is around.
When anybody else is around, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But
I guess that's a sign of something.
I thought they were sweet together. I thought Sonny showed a great patience with Marshall too. I was like,
he did. Yeah,
the old Sonny would have like gotten all bent out of shape. And
yeah, did you understand like what he was getting at of like looking at Marshall's pill bottle?
Oh no, I kind of wondered if he was also taking something for mental health issues, and Sonny recognized
it. Oh, interesting. I see.
Because I thought, well, maybe that's the clue to the whole like background of Marshall, is that it's a mental health thing, not a criminal background, maybe.
Interesting, Gia. My goodness, look at you.
What did you think? Well, that may be totally wrong. I just thought having Sonny pick it up, seemed special. Like, why is Sonny the one who needs to see it? Because he would have some knowledge of pharmaceuticals, you know, names of. You know, if he's taking something for schizophrenia or bipolar or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
And I don't know. What did you think?
I had no thoughts in my head. I was like,
you were just an empty box of hair. Yep. Were you a box of hair?
Look at Sonny handing him his pill bottle. Isn't that sweet? That's
what but I he thought. Definitely looked at it with some kind of like, whoa, you know. Like,
yeah, right. And it seemed like, you know, obviously he knows that that's his name. So I didn't really understand why he was raising his eyebrow, you know, but you could be right. Maybe it is what's in the bottle.
Although everything else that, you know, sleuthy Drew has found has said, he's been saying criminal, like something. Mm-hmm. Or is that just what Marshall has told us, that there was some criminal?
Yeah, I think that's background. What Marshall said. Yeah.
Which could be a big cover for I've been in and out of mental institutions or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, Crichton
Clark. Could that be like what Aunt Stella could be like? You know, like, because why is she so reluctant to tell any of his story, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I wish I was more interested still, you know? I mean, that would make it a little more interesting, but still, I just don't feel like I like that character very much.
No, I really don't. And I didn't dislike him when he was on Major Crimes, so it's weird that it's the character for sure. It's not, you know.
Well, the way he was skulking about initially and just like worming his way into these.
He was
like,
creepy.
Yeah, he was very creepy. And I still think he's creepy with epiphany, you know? I don't like
that. Yeah.
I don't know. She should be.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Able to see through that crap.
I didn't like the conversation that Marshall and Curtis had in the restaurant when they like switched tables and they were like, "Oh yeah, I'm a playa." And like, what are you?
Yuck. No, disgusting.
Disgusting. Well, we've been wicked randomy tonight. That's a shocker, I know. There's been no like talking about things in chronological order.
No, not really. And I didn't share my Madeleine Albright story. I wasn't sure if
you have one.
I have a Madeleine Albright story.
Can I hear it? Or, I mean, is it okay to tell to everybody? Or
I guess so. Now that she's gone. I was naked in her kitchen once.
Okay, this is so bizarre. Go ahead.
Not enough. You need more than that. Okay. Well, good friend Susie worked with Madeleine, and Madeleine had a beautiful farmhouse in Virginia that she would let Susie use sometimes when she wasn't around. So Susie had invited a bunch of friends over to swim in her pool. And so I got to the house first, and there was nobody home. There
and
was just
decided to get naked in the kitchen.
Well, there was just a groundskeeper guy on a tractor.
Oh, I see where this is going. I see where this is going.
It does sound like porn, doesn't it? Not if I'm in it. It's not going to be
chimney.
Porn.
Was there a chimney sweep as well, or pizza boy or something?
Well, I needed to change into my bathing suit. So I just let myself into the house, and I was in the kitchen, you know, putting on my bathing suit. And I kept looking over my shoulder to see if anyone was there. And she didn't come in. She wasn't home at all that weekend. So, but that was my story that I got naked.
Oh, okay. All right.
So then I realized later there was quite a nice pool house that would have been more appropriate.
More appropriate. But
but thank God this was, I think, in the days before everybody had cameras everywhere, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely would have had some sort of security system,
But she had a beautiful pool. Well, that's funny. That's sort of a little, you know, I don't know if we could work that back to Kevin Bacon in any fashion or anything, but it's an interesting little story.
Well, you know,
I don't have any ties with her, but I've always admired her.
Yeah, me too. It does seem like a big loss, and I guess I wasn't watching much news over the last few days, but didn't seem like it was really remarked upon as much as.
I don't know. I watch Nerdy PBS, and they did a big long segment.
Oh, did
on
they?
It.
Okay.
Yeah. They talked to quite a few people about her and so. But I'm that kind of a dork. Like that, I watch PBS.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. I go to the library too. So just kill me. Whatever. Whatever.
Oh dear.
All right. Well, I think we've done it again. We've nattered away.
Yes, we have. We've covered a lot of ground.
Covered a fair amount of topics. So we've got one more day. So we're going to go a couple days and okay. Got it.
Yeah. We'll probably regroup and Be back it's Monday, cool. maybe.
Little self-talk there. I was reminding myself. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a lovely evening, and yeah, next time use the pool house.
Yeah, I'll remember that next time. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks everybody for listening.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.